USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement holding off those tariffs President Trump threatened to impose over illegal immigration. The president tweets that Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to slow the flow of Central American migrants into the U.S. But the deal doesn't include some of the major overhauls the Trump administration wanted. Mexican Ambassador Martha Barcena.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
The agreement includes having Mexican troops along the southern border with Guatemala. In a pair of tweets, President Trump calls these strong measures that would stem the tide of immigration through Mexico. Mexico's president is calling for a gathering to celebrate. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A man accused of planning to attack Times Square in New York City has been arrested and is being held without bail. The FBI keyed in on suspect Ashraquel Allah based on suspicious social media activity and reached out to him last August. WCBS-TV's Maurice Dubois has more.
Alam is accused of buying guns with filed-off serial numbers and also seeking to buy a suicide vest and grenades to hit Times Square and possibly even Washington. Police also say he talked about killing police officers and government officials. The federal judge called Alam a danger to the community. Neighbors say Alam is from Bangladesh and mostly kept to himself.
Both Russia and the U.S. are blaming each other after their naval ships came close to a collision in the East China Sea. The U.S. 7th Fleet says a Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the USS Chancellorville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Wisconsin joins New York in flying the Pride flag this month. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Sounds of cheers as a gay pride rainbow flag gets raised over the Wisconsin state capitol for the very first time as part of LGBTQ month. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order stating that the Pride flag will be flown over the state capitol building for the rest of June. The order came the same week that New York's state government also raised the rainbow flag over its capitol for the first time. The Wisconsin order also allows any state building to follow suit. But GOP State Representative Scott Allen says it's divisive, tweeting, "Is this any more appropriate than erecting the Christian flag over the capitol?" For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The government jobs report shows job creation in May was around 100,000 positions below what they expected. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.